you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Back live. Big long Memorial Day weekend there. It's Tuesday, May 26, 2020, the year of our Lord. And we're live today, so thanks for joining us.
Had a great weekend at Lake of the Ozarks.
Yeah, you know that
me and my buddies. We partied.
First of all,
we partied like we didn't care.
It's such a national, it's a national story. But the picture of that pool at Lake of the Ozarks, even without the pandemic, looks like nasty. Doesn't it?
It looks nasty in any context.
I'm not showing my age by saying that because obviously hot chicks and bikinis, I'd be anywhere. I'd be the guy watching that too. But the fact is, everybody's standing in the pool at pool bars inside the pool. There's little platforms all over the place. Just pissing right there. They're all peeing. I mean, a lot of the guys are peeing. Hey, you know, how long you been drinking, dude?
All day,
right? It just looked like a petri dish before the pandemic. I love the big sign says 6 feet social distance. This is the whole problem with that. Is that I love how all governors are saying it. I know our douchebag says it once in a while. He goes, it all depends on you to follow the guidelines. Now, if you open things up, they're not going to follow the guidelines.
That's of course
just the
not.
Way it works. That's just the way it works. Right. That's human nature. The idiots aren't going to follow. They found one kid down there. They put a microphone in front of one kid, and he was the idiot. He said, "If you want to get sick, don't come. You want to get sick, don't come." That was it. That's his comeback.
I thought it was going to smoke a lot of weed.
No. He said, "If you don't want to get sick, don't come." And he was just another 20-year-old guy with shades on, drunk. You know,
but it was that guy.
Yeah,
it was a lot of weed tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. That guy.
And then they found another guy somewhere. There was a big outdoor party, I think, in Daytona Beach, and they found another young guy there. And I saw they put the microphone in front of his face. He goes, "Well, if I get sick, everybody gets sick. What are you going to do?" That was it. That was his quote. I'm thinking, we're done.
I know we.
But like the Ozarks video is just brutally horrible, isn't it?
Haven't seen anything out of Lake Havasu, but apparently,
I saw that.
That's where California is flocking now. Is Lake Havasu, Arizona? I know we got listeners there.
I saw. They did some, the national news went all around the country and found those kind of places. And Lake Havasu was just packed full of kids all together, you know, just boating just right beside each other the whole time. So, you know, they weren't observing the 6 foot rule, you know.
Well, they're not going to be denied their spring break.
Summer break for that matter. Yeah, beginning of the summer.
Well, their spring break probably got cut short.
Yeah.
So they're making it all up. Making up for lost time this weekend.
You know, I don't buy that because
but
I was in school for 5 years in college. I never went anywhere for spring break once. Not once.
They're not going to be denied anything.
You may be the exception.
They're not going to be denied anything. Is what they're not. You know, I just love how they expect people to follow. Just make sure you follow the guidelines. You know, I was out and about. Went in just a couple different stores this weekend. You know, grocery store. And, you know, I was one of the few. It's about half, 50-50. I'm thinking, you know, it's just, I don't get you. And then I saw people on Facebook saying, there's a meme out there saying, it's not that I don't care about you. I just don't want to, something about your fear.
Well, yes, it is. You don't care about me.
I said, yes,
it
is.
That's exactly what it is.
Yes, it is.
There's no other way around it.
It is. You don't care about anybody else. You do not
care
about
anybody. You're a selfish
prick. Right.
That's what it is.
There's elderly out there. There's kids. There's everybody, you know. No, not just elderly. Everybody gets sick.
Did some, driveway socializing over the weekend because Christy had a puzzle a Rolling Stones. Well, it was a music puzzle, but I've had a big Rolling Stones tongue. So called Colleen, said, would you like this puzzle? She said, sure, I'll bring over some supplies. Mm-hmm. So we hung around in the driveway.
I did a puzzle.
Yeah. Okay. No, we didn't do puzzles.
Oh.
We talked. I gave her the puzzle.
I was going to say.
She gave us some alcohol,
yeah.
And then everybody went on their
yeah,
way.
I did that yesterday from opposite sides of the dumpster. There was a little bit of extra room in the dumpster, and a buddy of mine wanted to bring over some boxes. And we stood out there and talked from opposite sides of the dumpster for about 20 minutes, half an hour.
Right, well, and Colleen talked about going to visit you, did she?
Yeah, she stopped by.
Okay.
Yeah, her and her son stopped by. That was fun. It was a beautiful day, too, that day. Yeah, we had a nice conversation. She misses us. We miss her, too. We miss a lot of people. She's trying to do the right thing, but who knows what the hell's going to happen. I left for a little bit in the afternoon, but I did see majority of the golf. I enjoyed it. It was fun. I'm glad they played through the crappy weather because a real golf tournament. It's funny. I was talking to I saw PTI yesterday, and Kornheiser had a great line. He goes, you know, a real golf tournament, that thing, they close that down.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but I said, you know.
Absolutely.
These guys knew the cameras were on them, knew the nation was watching, hell, world was watching. Let's do this. And well, they did it.
There were balls splashing down on the green. I mean, of course, they would have shut that down.
Right, the greens were waterlogged.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been cooler if it had been nicer weather, but it still turned out to be pretty cool.
It was still fun to watch.
It did stop once in a while, yeah. It was fun to watch.
Most watched golf event in cable TV history.
Oh, yeah.
Not, network TV history, but cable TV.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
I still think they should let the F-bombs fly.
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
I don't know why they were bleeping Tiger.
No.
You know?
Yeah.
Or let the F-bombs fly on at least
one of the four
stations.
Right. Yeah.
Like ESPN,
ESPN
does
did.
With
yeah.
The Last Dance.
Yeah.
Right. We're grown people. And by the way, we're in a pandemic. And an F-bomb is going to hurt you.
Yeah.
An F-bomb is going to hurt you. Some Karen's going to call. Because she heard the F-bomb.
They did let Brady's comment to Barkley go when he knocked that one in.
Chuck. Yeah.
Suck on that,
Suck
Chuck.
Suck on that, Chuck. Right, exactly. I kept thinking, when I first heard it, I'm thinking, who the hell's Chuck? Even though I was watching, I'm thinking, who's he calling Chuck? Then I go, oh, it's Barkley. That's right. Charlie's Chuck.
Man, that's terrible.
Dumbass.
You know who I was.
Stay in line Tuesday on Twitter. Got a couple up there already. At
oh, TNT it is
Radio.
Yeah.
I only wouldn't remember that one of our listeners sent me a bunch of hot chicks, and I share them, so I saw it yesterday. Today is Tuesday, right?
It is.
It is.
Tuesday.
It is already Tuesday.
4-day work week, but it'll still seem like a 5-day work week.
Probably, yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Greg will be here. How's he doing?
Haven't seen him.
No, haven't checked on him.
Any Deadpool hits over the weekend?
I don't think so.
I didn't really hear that either.
Didn't see
anything. We almost lost Brian May, for Christ's sakes. He had a heart attack.
Heart attack.
He had a heart attack.
That's right after he just, tore all of his butt muscles.
Yeah, he got his ass ripped up and his heart ripped up in
the
matter of 10 days.
May.
I'd rather have my ass ripped up than my heart ripped up. I think I have.
Yeah.
We could accommodate
I've had
that.
Them both, actually.
I've had them both. By the
too.
Same woman.
I was watching an old war, not an old war movie. 2010 was the war movie. It was about the Pacific. It was on, I think it was on the History Channel yesterday. Some sort of series about the men fighting in the Pacific. 2010. And it had the United States soldiers in 2010. And I'm watching the actors talking, and they're in the mud, and they're hiding from the Japanese. And I'm watching them talking. I don't know if you've seen the movie yet, but all of a sudden I realized that the guy that played Freddie Mercury in Queen is in a foxhole with a guy that played John Deacon from Queen in the Queen movie, in the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, it is called The Pacific.
Yeah, it's called The Pacific.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, hey, little known fact, Freddie Mercury and John Deacon were in World War II in the Pacific. And I shared that. If you watch the movie, you'll see it. That's the two actors. I love seeing actors. I started thinking of other things. Actors that are together in something. And then you see something in the past they were in together. There was something pretty famous. I mean, that's what it happened to be, is those two guys in the foxhole at TNT Radio Empire. We saw Bohemian Rhapsody. But, yeah, Brian May, heart attack this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, either that or late last week. Maybe the news just broke this weekend.
I think the news did just break this weekend. So that's good. We got him back. So no other Deadpool hits, right?
Not that I saw.
All right.
No.
Nope. Finished up Breaking Bad over the holiday.
It's great.
And finished up The Last Dance. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, you only had 3 days, man.
I got some other TV projects to tackle.
Yeah. Start watching Billions, man. I'm telling you.
I think we're going to do... We'll
say you will not be disappointed.
Dead to Me, which is 10 half-hour episodes.
Yeah, I'm not done with Dead to Me
yet. We just finished that.
Yeah, I'm not done with that either.
And then move on to Billions after that.
All right.
Yeah, Dead to Me's quick.
That's the excitement in the pandemic, planning your TV, and what are we going to eat tonight?
And going to go swimming at a pool in the Ozarks there. And hang out in the pool in the Petri
dish.
If
you don't want to get sick, just don't show up. Don't party with us.
Why put microphones in front of dumbass kids, man? You know, but not. You know what? Here's the problem with that, though. Not everybody that age is like that, that dumbass. They found that guy, and people would say what I just said. Eh, dumbass kids. No, there's a lot of smart kids out there, too.
Well, but at that point, if you're doing the story about the pool...
No, I'm glad they did. Oh, I want to see that.
Yeah.
I want to see that, but I had to think, there are people that aren't like that.
The soundbite there just backs up your story hey, look at these dumbasses.
These dumbasses.
Oh, we did lose the coach, Eddie Sutton.
Oh, that's right. I did see that.
That might have been early. That might have been Friday.
Anybody? No, that was like Sunday.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah, no.
Anybody have him?
I didn't even think to text Craig.
I have to check with Craig. I thought he brought him up a couple of weeks ago.
One of my favorite parts of that, I saw the little bio when he was about his death, and he said, it was PTI. They're talking about him dying. And they go, although his career, great career, great coach. He was a Creighton for a little bit back in the day. Early 70s. Great career, great coach. He had problems with recruits, grade scandals, alcoholism. And they kept going through a list that this dude did wrong. And, but he's a great coach. Still had a great record. Now, granted, all college coaches cheat. Most of them, I think, do in some form or another.
Well, otherwise, you ain't trying.
Yeah, or you're not going to win. You ain't winning either, for that matter.
You got to do that.
You ain't winning.
Just to compete.
You ain't winning. All right. Greg and a few, Nick Allen. It's Monday. No, it's not.
It's a mental Monday.
Nope, it's Tuesday.
All right.
2020. It's going to be 2020 forever.
I was going to say 26.
The year of the pandemic.
26, right.
May 26th.
Yeah.
2020.
2020, yeah. Whatever. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.